Cheers!
Cheers! Well, it's that time again.
I'm Annie.
And I'm Susan.
And this is
Two Friends, One Chat.
One Chat. Oh, I
can so weird to do it, but I get why we're doing it this way. Welcome everybody.
Oh, welcome everyone. We are trying to record sensitively to not being in the same room. And I couldn't do it. And I'm the one that gave the instructions on how to do it. I couldn't do it.
We've had how many episodes of doing it together? And we tried to intro separately and we did our best.
We did our best.
I'm proud of us for doing our best.
We did our best. Way to go, team.
We'll try better next time.
Oh my gosh. Well, welcome back. We are working through our series on therapy, diagnosis, and really normalizing this piece, and really hoping that you as a listener feel a level of empowerment and, dare I even say it, excitement about your mental health treatment.
We're just getting like legit clinical this season, just really diving in there. But hopefully, like you said, like normalizing this for everyone, making this fun and exciting to think about and work with and deal with mental health. So I love it. I love it. I love it.
I love it so much. Oh, well, Susan, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Trying to like calm it back down after an exciting morning of living that country life.
Living that country life. You should tell your story. Maybe we should specify with a bit of a trigger warning.
Yeah.
For if you live in the city and you're not accustomed to this sort of thing, this can happen when you live not in the city.
Trigger warning for those living in the city and those who love animals.
Yeah.
We are a little bit country living, which means wild animals interact often. And we don't own rabbits, but there are wild rabbits through our property. There have been for the 2 years we've been here. And the dog finally caught one this morning. So
oh boy.
It could have been worse. I'm just very hopeful that the trauma of this morning means that rabbit's okay somewhere, because it did run off. I did get the dog to let go. So, and I don't see any trails of any ickiness, but yes, Emmy finally caught one this morning.
Oh boy.
So it's a little bit traumatizing, but we're okay. I already researched the grounds. I don't see it anywhere. So hopefully it's resting its little heart. That's probably going a million miles a minute, but turns out rabbits have little screams.
I think that's the part that kills me. I'm so sorry.
That will haunt me in my dreams for a while. But also I understand that like nature is nature, and I didn't do anything wrong. I did all the steps I could. I keep the gate closed. Like I do everything I can in that dog area to dissuade them from coming in.
Yeah.
So we'll be okay. I'll put new things in place and we'll figure it out. But that was my morning. So I'm still a little
jostled, I'm sure.
That adrenaline's still running off my heart this morning. So
that's real. That is the wild animal noises of distress are not something you can just like unhear. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, especially if that's not been something normalized for you. It wasn't normalized for me either. I did not grow up on any level accustomed to wild living. So, that's real.
And I'm sure if like Jeremy had been out there, it would have been like, ah, nature's nature. It's not a big deal. And I love that about some people that like they can process that sort of information differently. And, to each their own. I'm not mad at myself. I'm still a little mad at Emmy. She did not get a treat when we came in. We'll have a
Oh.
talk later. Me and Emmy will sit down and have a talk later.
Oh my gosh, I love it. It's like teaching impulse control to a teenager. Good
Right.
luck. Good luck. This is,
No, it's not gonna happen.
Oh man. For the listeners too, Emmy is the sweetest peanut. She is just a muscular, giant dog with a little curled up tail and probably the sweetest little dog face you've ever seen. Just a, oh my word.
And she is a sweet dog. Like she's kind of one of those like kind of big, dumb, happy dogs.
Yes.
And before our neighbors fenced in their big acreage and put cows in, like we didn't let her, but she would sometimes slip her leash and run off, and she just frolicked through the field, and she's just so happy. And I truly think, I mean, like you said, she's a big dog. If she truly wanted to tear that rabbit apart, she would have by the time I got her to let it go. I think she was just like kind of like cool new toy mom. Thanks.
I feel like that's 100% what happened, and I bet the bunny is fine,
I
truthfully.
think
Like,
so.
yeah, because I think you're right. Like, if she wanted to and like do like the shake thing, she would have, you
No,
know.
she was just kind of holding it and like, oh, this is fun. New toy. Like, yeah,
This
this will
toy is
hopefully be
warm,
fine.
Mom.
Yes, it'll be fine. That just was kind of, when like events like that happen, like that's all you can think of for a little bit. So.
Oh, for sure. For sure. That's totally fair. That's more than fair. I would be completely rattled. Yeah.
We're all right. How about you? How are you, Annie?
Good. Officially in Ohio. We have moved in, not completely fully yet. I mean, most of our stuff is unpacked. We have, let's see. It's an interesting house. So we have three stories. My office is on the third story. Eventually, my workspace will be in the basement, but that needs to have some like TLC applied to it before it's like really a functional space. I got to get a signal adapter router. I'm not really sure 100% how that works, but somehow to make the signal better in the basement.
Yeah.
But I think, a move like this is a really big deal. I really describe it as I feel very stretched thin,
Yes.
because it's just a lot. There's just a lot happening. So, I think I'm doing well. I think that I'm just being really careful in caring for myself because I'm really stretched thin. So that feels like a very, I think, accurate assessment of where I am. I'm super tired.
Yeah.
I think, as a hashtag throwback, I'm paying really close attention to my mental health measures to make sure that I am not slipping in my mental health because I want to do this move well, like in full disclosure,
Right.
you know. And so I'm going to take some sick time coming up because I think it is a little too much right now, and that's what the sick time is for, which is good, and really kind of really work towards that preventative piece.
Yeah. And what a great point for those of you that have sick time, like, and I don't know what every employee handbook says for people, but your mental health like should fall into that. Like if you
Yes.
like you need a day for mental health reasons, like that should fall into your sick time. You should be able to take that because you're not doing well. So
Yep.
use that time if you have it.
Oh man, 1,000% agree. Sometimes I think we, by the time we take that mental health day, we've almost gone too far. You know, it's like, it's okay to even take a preventative care health day. Like,
Yes.
because we know, I love this thread because it's so true. Physical health is mental health. Mental health is physical health, right? Everything is connected. So before you reach burnout, before you get to the point where, in fact, it's so funny, this will all loop together because we're going to talk a little bit about diagnosis today. We're going to talk about kind of like depression a little bit, like kind of 101. But before you get to the point where you're losing your temper, you're so tired when you come home from work, you know, like take those days. If you need to take those days and sleep in or take a nap, or, you know, like clearly I'm pretty focused on sleep right now because I'm tired. Or do a fun activity, or, you know, take yourself on a nice long walk with like your music playing, you know, like things like that where you're replenishing your cup. Or hang out with a friend. That's another one. If you're an extrovert, that's probably going to be a huge mental health day for you. It's like go talk to a friend for hours. Like, don't do work.
I love that. Do that all. Yes, before you get too far to that point where now you truly are maybe in crisis.
Yeah.
But speaking of sleep, I, because when I think depression is, I mean, you could put it on a spectrum like you can on anything else, right? We all are going to have times in our lives where we're depressed, and that doesn't mean you're clinically depressed and that
Nice.
you need a full-on diagnosis or mental health supports or anything like that. So when I think of kind of the depression spectrum for me, sleep for me is one of those signs that I'm in what I call just like a depressive episode. It doesn't necessarily mean I need to go back to my doctor for anything. But when I like sleep more, or like you said, you get home from work and just go straight to bed, to me, that's definitely my sign of like, oh, I'm swinging towards depression right now. 'Cause I tend to swing towards depression and anxiety, and they
Yeah.
both have very separate sets of behaviors for me, I guess I would say. And
Oh,
sleep is
wow.
definitely on my depression side for sure.
Oh, I could see that. Like, as a mental health measure, I think you're very right. To me, it's not just like sleep, because I've always been like a huge sleeper, you know, like I love my sleep. I'm not sure if this is true. I have to do some research, but there's a doctor who's coming out with a theory that the way, like, when you are a woman, the way your hormones work, we actually require more sleep than like if you are male. And I was like, A, that totally makes sense to me. And B, I love sleeping. Like, you know me, I'm good at it, like, and I need it. I think sleep isn't as much of a measure, mostly because I've been so blessed to have great sleep my whole life. Like, that's, as an adult, I'm realizing that's just a huge gift. But it's, I'm tired. Like, I can still sleep, but I'm not waking
Gotcha.
up refreshed. I'm not, and I'll feel it like all day, like, oh, you know, like this is like, strong internal feeling of like, I am exhausted. I
Yeah.
describe it, and I think I've said this before, as like I'm a used tea bag. Like I've gone, like I'm a tea bag that's been strained too
Just
many hot
like
waters.
dunked one too many times in there and wrapped around the spoon and then dunked back again. Like,
Little paper tags falling in, and it's all soggy, and like, and that's how I feel at the end of the day. And that to me is a sign, like, the balance is off.
okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay,
Yeah.
so not just sleep, but like tiredness, exhaustion. Yes. Okay.
Yes. And I think that is a, if that's what you're feeling, because I think where we struggle a lot as a society, is a couple of things. One is, as a woman, we, I think, take on this concept of being tired as like normal.
Yes.
because that seems to be, particularly if you're a parent, oh my gosh, if you're a working parent, oh Lord, if you're a single working parent, like, you know what I mean? Like, that this is some kind of concept of almost like part of your identity, or it's normal.
Yes.
And it doesn't, I mean, it will be. I want to honor that. Like, you know, parents don't really get breaks. That's not really something you can just take a break on. But use your time at work, if you are fortunate enough to have it, to take those mental health days to lessen the effect of that tiredness. Like,
Right.
I would love to promote that as more of a standard normal for females and males. But I'm speaking really as, like, as I identify, so from my heart, like,
Yeah.
just that desire to want to normalize, like, you don't have to feel this high level of exhaustion all the time.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
do you, so, because when I think of depression and I think of like the diagnosis and the criteria, there's that piece of like loss of interest in things. Do you feel like tiredness? Like to me, those go hand in hand. Like I have a loss of interest of going out to do this thing because I'm exhausted.
Totally.
Like that, like just coming home and sitting on the couch sounds like a better option than going and doing this thing because it would take so much more energy. So to me, those go hand in hand. I'm not sure
I love that.
your thoughts.
Well, my first thought is, I think you've really identified kind of the culture shift I'd love for us to make or promote for people, is like, if that is your normal, like, you're coming home, you're just too exhausted to do anything that you enjoy, and you're like, well, of course I'm exhausted. I did A, B, C, you know, I did all these things throughout the day. Like, so you're kind of rationalizing, well, of course I'm tired. That's just because I'm doing all these things. Maybe I would encourage you to possibly talk to a mental health professional, because you may be over normalizing. So, like, you might be saying, like, you know what I mean? Like, no, I don't have any energy for hobbies, but it's because I took care of all this stuff. I worked so hard. I've done all these things. And eventually that'll change. So it'll be okay, and I'll get back into hobbies. You know what I mean? Like, so you're making these, meanwhile, your mental health is declining, declining, declining. And especially women, I think we over normalize that. Like, we over
Yes.
normalize that decline. And then all of a sudden, like, 'cause here's the thing about hobbies and interests and those social circles we talk about, that takes time and investment. Those, you don't just, like, magically get those, right?
Yes.
Which I'm
Even
learning painfully.
they're wonderful and things you love, but yes, they take that time and investment to do. 100.
It, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Time investment, financial investment, all of the investments to, like, grow those things. So I think, yeah, I would encourage people, if you're kind of the person that's, like, been too tired at the end of the day, even if you have all these valid reasons, let's think about putting a professional into our routine and starting therapy, and seeing, maybe getting some reflective listening on how you could build some balance back into your life. And it won't
Yes.
happen immediate, right? Like, but I think, especially as we look at causes of depression, because this is not going to cure every bit of depression, but balance in your social circles are a huge protective factor from, like, a depression spiral. So, like, if you're prone biologically to being depressed, you just, that's a piece you have to address, right? Like, that's
Yeah.
not, social circles alone aren't gonna fix that, but they are a huge protective factor.
Yes.
Yeah.
I totally agree. So I think yeah, so I think for me and most people for depression, there's that tired
Yeah.
piece. Exhaustion is a good way to put it, that kind of which I think ties into that loss of interest of things that
Yeah, I think you're right.
take pleasure in. Sleep disturbance, we talked about that. If
Yeah.
sleep's not good or you need too much or not, I mean,
Yeah.
it sleep is just so important. And I'm so glad you're so good at it, and I suck at it so much.
I'm so sorry. Sometimes I feel like I'm just bragging when I'm like, I'm just like so good at it. 'Cause like
Really
I
good.
didn't do anything about that. That is like a pure biological gift, right? Like that is one of the ways God kissed my genetics on the way out. Like there's just, like you can't practice your way into beautiful sleep. I guess you can. I mean, I'm sure doctors will say there's actually tips too, but I don't follow any of those. And I still just,
Yeah.
I think another one, and this is one that I am learning about myself, like one of those, like it's an indicator,
Okay.
is an emotional outburst. So if you, and this is the one I want to talk about kind of the most, because I think as women, we can have complete and total emotional outbursts in our head. Like,
Oh, without ever coming all the way out? Oh,
yes.
100%.
And I think it's why women struggle the most, like with depression and anxiety, because we don't let those indicators come out, but they're still happening. So like if you know what I mean? Like, 'cause well, here we'll go. We talk about this a lot on the podcast, but medical science, even mental health science, primarily studies dudes. So you kind of have to read through even like the DSM through the lens of like, this was not done with a study of female hormones in mind, of like our cycles, of our different literal biology. Like, we're
Yes.
getting better though. We're getting better. I'm
We're
excited for
trying.
what the system's going to find.
We're trying.
Yeah, we'll get us there. But I think so, emotional outbursts, if you're having those, I think the frequency for like MDD is like 3 outbursts a week, or something like that. And then there's like a bunch of frequency criteria. But I was like really reading that, reflecting, and I was like, I have those, but like in my mind.
Right.
Yeah, like I can just keep a lid on it.
Well, and I think that's important. I think we know enough to know that even when those things happen in our mind, right, our body physically is going to react
Yes.
to them like you were screaming at your coworker. So just thinking things, our body reacts like they're actually happening. So you're still getting all of those hormones and chemicals and
Yes.
so whether you're good at keeping a lid on it or not, it's still physically, mentally, emotionally
Yeah.
affecting you. We have those in our head.
From your lips to God's ears. That is exactly, and that's what I want people to know and understand. If you are, because like sometimes as a woman, you can't lose your shit because you're not physically safe to do so, but you are experiencing a massive amount of injustice. And
All
I
the
think
time.
this goes true for a lot of other communities as well, right? Like I think of being like a black man in like a policed environment, right? Like you can't say what you need to say without fearing that your life is in complete danger. So this doesn't just apply to women. Again, I'm really just speaking through my personal lens here.
Right.
But if you have to go through that, exactly what you said, your body is feeling all those chemicals. It is as if you had that emotional outburst. You are feeling real fear, real distress, real frustration. And if you're doing that in your mind, it is the same as though it's happening, right?
Yeah.
Some diagnostics may like push back on that and say, well, but that's not really affecting your everyday interaction because you didn't do it out loud. But I would really challenge that and say it
Yes.
is, because you're just what you said, your body's feeling it.
Well, and that goes back to what we've talked about a million times on our episodes is when we're holding those things in, whether we're choosing to because we're not safe or we're just having that outburst in our own heads. And I think this goes back to what we were talking about in lots of our other episodes around that when we bottle stuff up, so whether we didn't have that outburst because we didn't feel safe or we just had it in our heads because we had it in our heads, that there's still that, I think, bottling up effect. So then you do that all day and then you get home and that dish in the sink and you just explode, right? Even though there's a dish in the sink every day when you get home, and that's normal for your partner or your kid to do. But it turns into this kind of explosion in places that you weren't expecting it to be. And I know personally, that's again one of my signs
Yeah.
that I'm not doing well is when those little things are like, oh my God, right? You just exploded the wrong person at the wrong time for something minor because you just can't take it anymore.
I 1000% agree. I think that, and that is one of those indicators, right? If you are having those bubbling up and they're frequent, let's consider. I mean, you're going to need to follow the cycle of forgiveness, reparations. I think to your point, being super mindful of how often do you have emotional explosions, internal or external, right? Because they're going to affect your body the same way. And just like you said, those chemicals are going to create patterns that will build on each other, right? So that's one of those cue. And of course, we are not diagnosing you with depression if you have these things. But I am encouraging you to like let's work a professional into our routine when you're feeling those things. Because the more stressed out I get, I have so many internal, like it is definitely a mental health measure for me, is the internal losing it is what, like, as a professional term that I've made up now.
Internal
But
losing it. I love
it, yes, and it's And it'll happen. And then what will come out is I'll be like, oh man, I'm so frustrated right now and I don't have a reason to be. You know what I mean? Like that's what verbally comes out, which is helpful. I used to not do that. I would just sit on it. And that to me is one of those mental health measures. Like probably I'm really stressed out and I need to start being just really prescriptive and really mindful because it is a depression. It's definitely one of those things, like a leading thing if I don't take care of it. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's, I think my other like big sign for me, at least like symptom wise,
Yeah.
is that just feeling like I'm not good enough. And it's so interesting, I think, because before I ever took mental health into consideration, like that I just thought was part of my personality. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
Just someone that was the people pleaser and like because I was never good enough. And again, from core, I mean, hashtag throwback to everything, core wounds, all of it, right? But to have done my mental health work and realize like that's not healthy to think that way, to me, when that starts slipping back in, that's definitely like a, oh, you're swinging a little far on the depression side again because you are awesome and amazing and wonderful. So if you're feeling these things again, that for me is a big sign that like, ooh, I need to start getting this back under control. So, but it's weird
Oh.
if you haven't done your mental health work to be like, how is my normal personality a symptom? But it could be, and you just don't know that it can be different. You can think you're wonderful.
Oh man, I think that we should probably just that is our whole podcast is that exact, like if we made one point through all of our seasons, it's that exact thing. You might not know that a part of your personality is actually a symptom. And that's why get a therapist. Like, I love that so much because a therapist will help reflect on you the truth about you are awesome, you are wonderful, and you should believe those things about yourself. Like, we actually know you should because it changes the chemicals that are produced in your mind. It leads to longer life satisfaction. It leads to better blood pressure. Better, I mean, it is wild what positive beliefs about yourself do to you in your long-term existence. Man, that was just so well said, Susan. I really love that. Like, you might not know that things about your personality, things you believe about your personality, are a mental health measure. Yeah,
And they are.
they totally are.
I think everything we think about ourselves is a mental health measure, whether it's like to the good or the bad, right?
Yeah, that's very true. Yep.
And
Yep.
it's like you said, You should get a therapist regardless. Okay, so we talked about all of this is on a spectrum. And to get an actual diagnosis of depression, right? There's going to be you have to feel these things a certain amount of time for a
Yes.
certain amount of months. And there's all these things to get the true diagnosis. But you can see a mental health provider regardless. You don't have to hit these numbers. You could have one bad day and call and get a therapist. Don't feel like you have to hit the diagnostic criteria of having these episodes certain amount of times for certain lengths before you go talk to
Yeah.
somebody. They'll help you figure that out. They'll help you track that and figure that out and decide if do you truly need this diagnosis to be able to access
Yeah.
other tools or medications or things that might help with it. But just know if you're feeling any of these things, it could definitely be depression, and you should go talk to somebody.
I love that. I love that. Like, leave the diagnostic criteria to the professional.
Yeah.
And also, I think one of the things I wanted to touch on is just normalizing having a diagnosis.
Who doesn't? I mean,
Yeah.
I don't know how many of you look at your Epic. And here's the other thing. So Epic is a medical record system that the majority of the United States uses. And I hate that they call them problem lists. I don't know if anyone's ever looked at yours, but they call them problem lists,
Oh
like the
boy.
things you're diagnosed with. But who doesn't have depression on their list somewhere? I know I
Seriously.
do.
It's so sad. I mean, because the word problem is so problematic.
I hate it. Yeah, I hate it so much, but
Yeah, because like even like situational depression will happen to most people, right? Grief is like, oh man, this is again, and I've shared this brain fact, gonna share it again. But if you get punched in the face, the pain receptors that are activated are the same that you feel in grief and loss.
right.
And loss and grief are part of the human experience. And that can be so traumatic, so intense that, like, and again, this is a normal expectation of life. You will lose people you love. Like, that
Yeah.
just happens. People literally can die from that. Like, the chemicals produced can enlarge your heart, and you can die from that grief and loss. Like, you literally can die from a broken heart.
Right.
So the fact that we have not normalized situational depression from these horrific experiences is wild. Like, you're gonna go through that.
Yeah.
Like, some people have, that have grown up with strong family supports and things like that will have enough of a natural support system to get them through it. Like, that's a huge gift. But like, for a lot of people, especially the way our society's structured, we do not have those social circles
No.
enriched enough to like, and or maybe are just again naturally prone to the chemical imbalance. So those things are going to hit us so much harder. So the fact that we call it a problem and not like a normal life circumstance
Right.
someone's going to go through during the course of their life is wild.
Yes.
Like, this is normal. You are experiencing the normal human experience to go through bouts of depression. It's normal to need assistance. It's
Yes.
normal, yeah, I wish. I heard a stand-up comedian the other day, and she made me laugh so hard because she was like, guys, what did she say? She's like, I have a mental health disorder. And she's like, I'm so glad we've all gotten over the stigma of mental health. And then, of course, everyone laughs really hard because, like, we haven't as a society. We
No,
are just
no.
stigma, stigma, stigma. It was a very funny joke. I was like, I love that. I love that so much.
Yeah, but if you do end up or already have, any of these diagnoses on your problem list,
Yeah.
know that it's not it that it's normal. Like you said, it is totally normal. It's not like a black mark on your record. It's not it's It shouldn't be a problem list on the problem
Yeah.
list at all, like you said, but that's the system being the system, and we'll work on
Yeah.
that separately.
Yeah.
Personally, I want people to know that if you're experiencing symptoms, whether you've been diagnosed with this or not, all of this on a one level is normal. It's not normal and we don't want you to take care of it, but it's normal to experience these things and we want you to take care of it.
I love that. It's normal and we want you to take care of it. Like, we want you to take care of you, to take care of your feelings, to use the professionals that want to support you, because they will help you build just a rich life experience. And of course, throw back to the first couple episodes of this, normalizing that finding that right match sucks. I don't know how else to say it. So again, we pre-apologize for what you will experience in the medical system, for what you will experience. Like, hopefully you'll have a great match with your therapist, but it
It
could not be.
happens. It does happen. It really does. So hope for that, but prepare for not that.
I love that. I in college, for the first time, I heard someone say, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. And I was like, I actually love that a lot. So I yes, we are hoping the best for you, and we're helping you be prepared for when it gets shitty.
Which it will, because again, that's normal. Mental, even those of us through, having done all this mental health work, and you can be perfect at this, and life is still going to be shit sometimes. So don't go into your mental health journey with the expectation that you do all this work and then life is magically perfect forever. Like, that's not how this works. Mental health is about, like we talk about, it's about getting all those tools so that things are good more often than they're not. And when they're not, you have the tools to adjust quicker and to process quicker and to not sit in depression and anxiety and all these other things as long as you have been. It's not like a fix it tool. It's a lifestyle, isn't that what they say?
Oh, I love that, actually. I love that because, like, that's totally a playoff of horrible toxic diet culture, you
Right,
know?
exactly.
I love that so much. That was well played. You've had some zingers
Ooh,
this
way to
episode.
go. Way to go. That's what adrenaline will do to you in the morning. Really gets the brain going. Now I'm gonna go crash. I'm gonna go cry and crash.
Just like that's just so true. Like, it's the energy, like, that comes from a wild morning experience. I'm so sorry.
No, and I honestly, and I say that and I laugh, but I truly will. When we are done recording, I will go back downstairs. I will find a place where no one is because everyone's home right now. I will cry and then I'll probably go to sleep for a little bit. But that's what I know, that's what I need to like process through all these chemicals and energy, and then I'll be okay. So I'm not mad about it. It just is gonna be what's gonna happen.
Yeah, well said. I think that's a great point. Like, there is nothing wrong with crying it out after something traumatic. In fact, we know that's going to release good chemicals to
Good
help
for
you.
you. Yes, let
Oh,
it
yeah.
out.
Nothing better than a good cry.
Cry it
Nothing.
out. Right? Who doesn't love a good cry?
Beats me
If you
because
don't
it's.
love a good cry, then I'm glad you're listening to us because we need to get you to that spot where you're like, oh yeah, that was such a good cry. Feels so
Oh,
good.
the feeling you feel afterwards is like straight euphoric. Like,
Yes.
oh man. Oh my God. I have to share this with you because it was the greatest thing I've ever seen. Speaking of like the concepts of really normalizing like the female experience, there's a sports show and it's about, I think it's like an MMA sports show, and there's like three or four guy hosts and then one girl host,
Okay.
and they have one of those like cramp simulators.
Yes.
Oh my God. And they all try it. And of course, they do the girl last, right? And so the dudes try it, and one guy just rips it off at like 13. He's like, fuck this. This is
Nope,
so
won't do
stupid,
it.
And then one guy's like, he's laughing so hard, but he's like, this is horrible. Like, he's in total pain, but like he's like, his body's like convulsing, right? He's standing and then they put it on her, and she's like, this is nothing. And then she's like, up, push it up. So she maxes it out at 30, which is the highest it goes, which is like pre-childbirth, And the guy's like, I do not like this at all. This is crazy. The guy that like ripped it off right away. And she's like calm and cool. And she looks at him and she's like, look at me in my eyes. And she's just like chill as fuck. And I was
I'm the
like,
captain now.
totally. That's exactly the vibe. I was like, I love this so much. Like,
Yeah.
and so things like that, I think, are really exciting to be like helping people empathetically understand that, like, how badass women are.
We're so badass.
So fucking
They
badass.
can't even handle cramp
One
simulation.
guy just ripped it off, and that was the one when she was like, look me in my eyes. And of course, she's just gorgeous and like this like muscular goddess of like, oh, it just, you
And
would
to
have
think
loved
we
it.
feel that and like function for days feeling like that. It's not like we like handle it for a second and then move on. Like literally for days.
For days,
And we'll still go to
and we
work
treat
or do
people
everything
well.
else we need to do.
And we still manage to be kind to people. Do you know
Mostly.
what I mean? Like, yeah, I mean, mostly. Yeah, I just thought I would share that with you. It is, it was like, it brought me so much joy.
Yeah. Well, it's true. Women are badass. And also, I'm just gonna throw this out there. I think our listeners are badass.
Hell yeah.
For like
Hell
the fact
yeah.
that whether you knew us or not and clicked on this and are still listening tells me like you care about your mental health and that is super badass.
It is badass to care about your mental health.
Right?
It is, I think, the most badass thing you can do for yourself and those around you is to care and work hard on your mental health.
Yes.
Bam. Bam. Ooh, I got chills. Susan, you are coming in with the bangers today. This is amazing.
Love it.
I love it. Well, probably on that note, thank you so much for listening. And I just hope you feel pumped up and you feel normalized and educated around some mental health measures of depression. I think next
Yes.
episode we'll do the same thing with anxiety because I think you and I
Ooh.
have a lot to like, because just like you, I fluctuate in the anxiety depression realm. I think I'm much more prone to the anxiety side. That's been, I
Same.
think, yep, it's been my starter, if you will. My starter pack of mental health.
I love it.
Oh boy.
But yeah, we'll dive
Well,
into that next time. Anxiety and what that looks like and feels like, and hopefully normalize a little bit of that for everyone too.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for hanging out, and
Yeah.
we'll see you soon.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.